Friday, October 21st. I'm at the corner of Country Club Drive West and Madera Road in beautiful Simi Valley, California. And I'm speaking with
Sue Gunther
and
Rachel McCaskill.
So what brings you out to this lovely corner today?
Our president.
You here to cheer him on?
Well, not really. I'm just here to put in my two cents. My sign reads, Bush is 666. So that pretty much sums up my opinion.
And what does that mean?
Well, you notice he's always praying, but he doesn't have very much influence up there because all of these disasters always happen. So maybe he's rooting for the wrong team. I don't know. That's just a theory, but it could be true.
And what brings you out here?
Well, basically, in opposition, I've never actually been motivated to come out before, but everything is just so, it's motivated me, like how horrible the world has gotten with our contribution to it. You know, it's just absolutely terrible. So figured it's close to home. This is a very Republican area, and I thought they should see me, literally. Wow, that sounded really good. So yeah, that's my deal.
So this is your first time coming out to a demonstration?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been to, you know, pro-Democratic rallies and whatnot, but I've never been this close to so many police officers in my life. So, yeah.
We're looking at about 5 cops and 1 Secret Service right now, so... So yeah, keep going to protest. There's a lot of militarization around this country.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they even allow people to protest this close to where the president is actually going. I know that they've closed a lot of the freeway ramps and tried to discourage, you know, people in a lot of ways. But I am surprised I was able to get here. I'm a local, so I sort of knew my way around.
About how close is the library from here?
Is it right up that hill, or is it a little bit further down? It's over in those hills. I guess this is as close as we can get right now. I think there's.
Can you imagine being in Iraq, hearing that every single day
of
your life?
Intimidated at all?
Oh my God! Every 10 seconds, that's no good.
So that was the F-16 fighter jets flying overhead. We couldn't even really see them. They must have been so high.
Threatening us.
And it's cloudy. So if you could send a message to the president, what would that be?
Stop the war.
How about you?
Stop what you're doing. Resign. Please resign. Get out. Take your administration with you. And let us take over. Us being, you know, anyone else.
Are either of you connected to any local or national or international organizations that brought you out here today?
Well, I belong to the Caneo Democrats. And I heard about this through them. So, yes, and I belong to the Democratic Women's Council of Canal, you know, of the Canal Valley. Yeah, and they're just another local Democratic group that is all women. And those two groups, yes.
About how many people from those groups came out today, do you know?
I haven't seen anybody, but my information actually said to get off the freeway at Madera, and my husband was on the freeway to work, so he told me Madera is close, so that's why I got off at Olson, which is closer to where I am, and I was surprised this off ramp wasn't close because it's going right to the Reagan Library. But it was open, so I thought, oh, what the heck, I'm going to go down and check it out. You know, it might be fun.
Were either of you here when the motorcade came by?
I was.
How many people were here to protest Bush, would you say?
at least 40, maybe 50. I mean, there's a ton. And I can't believe he actually used our state's resources to have like 20 motorcade accompaniments by just the motorcycle cops alone. There's like 20 of them in a row. I'm all, oh, that's a good use of our resources.
Are nodding as they see my Bush's 666 sign.
Yeah, what has been the overall reaction from cars and people passing by?
Some people disagree, and then some people don't say anything, and then other people nod, you know? So I think there's feeling both ways, but I know that Bush is not popular in California, and he barely won in our precinct. And I think with a little bit of work, you know, we can definitely turn this into a Democratic area. Maybe not Simi Valley, but
which is great.
So anyway, you know, you see both ways.
We just heard Bush is great out of a car window.
Anybody can still think that after all that he's done to this country. He's you know, he's almost destroying this country with the overspending on the war and what happened in Katrina. That was such a disaster that he allowed so many people to die. And the official figures for that are like 900, but I heard the other day that they have something like 20,000 missing. And you never hear about that on the news because there's so much of a cover-up. You know, the news, for about 2 weeks, there was some honest reporting about Katrina, and you could see the damage that this administration really has done. And then they have gone into cover-up mode and trying to say, let's not play the blame game and not be a blame gamer. And, you know, the worst use of the English language, because let's not blame game and do blame gaming. You know, these people should be severely chastised by an English teacher, because blame gaming is not a proper verb.
Do you see hope for, or have you noticed more people getting politically active here in the Canal Valley?
I myself have been. I just moved up here, and being that I just am starting to join organizations and whatnot, I'm actually really motivated. So I know I'll pull people in. So hopefully those people will pull other people in. And it seems as though it's not a lost cause, which is what a lot of Democrats and liberals were feeling right during the first election. You know, we all felt hopeless, but I don't think that is the situation anymore. I think that we actually feel motivated and have been motivated. So being strong for everybody.
Is there any contact information that you want to give out for people that might want to get involved?
Well, I believe the webpage for the Caneo Democrats is caneodemocrats.com. Oh, yeah, Laura Winchester, I know her. She's with the Caneo Democrats also. But, yeah, caneodemocrats.com, that's the website. And people can go to that website and get information and find out when the next meeting is. The last meeting was just this last Wednesday night, so we're not going to have a regular meeting for another month. But they can find out about it through that website.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to say?
I just want to remind all of our good Democrats to get out and vote no on the Arnold propositions for the state election, because Arnold is trying to take our blue state and turn it into a red state, and we can't let him do that. So please go out and vote no on 74, 75, 76, 77, and I believe 78, yeah. Those five propositions, definitely vote no on, because that will send a message to Arnold that, you know, we do not want to be Republicanized. We don't want our state to go down the trash, you know, down to the trash heap that Bush has done to this country. So please, it's November 8th. is the special election. Please get out there and vote.
Thanks. And what was your name once again?
Sue Gunther.
And your last words?
I just want to remind everybody that you don't have to be a member of a society or political society in general, that you can get out and you can make your voice heard. I came out for the first time today, and it's not making myself feel better. It's making myself known, getting out there, saying I don't support him. And you don't have to be a Democrat. You don't have to be a part of the Green Party or a true liberal. But if you don't support what's going on in the country and you want to change things, you have to get out, you have to vote, and you absolutely have to make your voice known. So that's what I have to say.
And your name once again?
Rachel McCaskill.
All right. Well, thank you both very much. And good luck organizing here in the Canale Valley.